Good morning, everyone. It's time for a cup of coffee with
Thompson,
what do you got there? You got two reptiles on sticks. What are those?
This is a carnivore that eats meat and stuff. And this one's an alligator.
Is an alligator a carnivore too?
Yeah, it's a carnivore. It's an alligator dinosaur that just comes out of the water.
Wow, did Tyrannosaurus Rex go in the water?
No, he lives on the land.
Now, you seem to know a lot about Tyrannosaurus Rex. Would that be because of our special first time ever live in studio guest, your fantastic and fabulous Aunt Tara? Good morning, Aunt Tara.
Good morning. How goes it?
Did you like that book?
Yeah, it was all about T-Rexes. And don't you know that T-Rex's brain is so tiny, you can't even see it with your eyes.
And they have two stomachs.
Yeah. They have two stomachs.
Now, you've even seen the actual bones of a real T-Rex over there at where? The Academy of what? The Academy of Tyrannosaurus?
Science. Think of how freaky it would be if we actually still had dinosaurs. You know, if that was like something else we had to take into play. Like, for some reason, alligators really just kind of flip me out, because to me, they're so super prehistoric. And like, if I'll see them, I'm from Louisiana, first off. So, you know, they're kind of, they're not.
They're like pigeons, right? They're like.
That would be possums.
They're not like hanging out on every fence post, just like, hey, I'm an alligator.
What's up?
Feed the alligators. You got a bag of mice for me?
But they're freaky. They're freaky the way that they are. They look like old school dinosaurs, and I just, you know.
Well, they are.
I know. That's what freaks me out. Them and roaches. I could do without both.
And sharks.
I think sharks are kind of sexy.
Well, sharks are dinosauric. They're prehistoric.
Yeah, but they're kind of sexy. I don't know why. I mean, you know,
thought Snaggletooth was saying, hello, I'm a big shark.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm an ocean girl. It's not, okay, sharks out the universe, please don't. I'm not trying to draw a shark to me. But at the same time, you know, it's kind of like, well, you're hoping if you see a shark, you're in a boat, for starters. So then it's kind of like that raw fear of like, ooh, this is awesome, this is cool, sexy. I don't feel like that about an alligator. The alligators, I'm just like, ugh, too scary. Too creepy, all looking at you, and their eyes are right, like, eye level with the water. I'm not feeling it. That's just my opinion.
Thompson, do you like sharks?
Yep, basic. Well, I do like T-Rexes.
Do you like alligators?
I don't think so.
Do you think an alligator would eat you if it had a chance?
Well, if an alligator ate me, I would eat him with my dinosaur catchy thing.
That's right, you can't be eaten if you're eating him. Now, that alligator is a special alligator because he's an albino alligator, and that's pretty rare.
Albino?
Do you know what albino means?
What?
It means they lack the pigment that is natural for their species, so they're just totally pale. They tend to be whitish or palish. He's not exactly white, but I mean, it's not like house paint white, but he's pale.
Alligator,
and what's his name?
Albino alligator.
What is the albino alligator's name at the Academy of Sciences? Your Aunt Tara is trying to tell you the answer.
Claude.
Did you say crawdad? What?
No, Claude.
Claude. Claude the alligator.
Dear Claude. Dear Claude, oh, I love thee.
No, Claude. His name is not Claude.
No, it really is actually Claude, yeah.
That's his real, like, the real, they do have a legit albino alligator that swims around. Okay. And his name's Claude.
Yeah.
Kind of wish I would have seen him, see? This is that whole freak factor. I like to freak myself out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a weird bird.
He sits, I think I have a picture on my phone I might be able to show you.
Ooh, yeah. Freaky.
He's totally cool.
It's freaky. I kind of want to see it, though.
He's really well fed. He just chills out. Need a little atrium.
Well, yeah, I guess if you're, you know, living your life, might as well be in an atrium.
Hey, he's well fed. He's got three hots in a cot. I mean, or the alligator equivalent of that. Hey, this morning, we're drinking Pete's coffee with a blend that is undistinguishable because it wore off the label there. It's Grind D, whatever that means. But thank you to the people at Pete's Coffee for this morning's coffee, for the cup of coffee. And, of course, we're also having organic light brown sugar from our 365 organic product of Paraguay. Muchas gracias, Paraguay.
Muchas gracias, Paraguay.
Sí, sí. Es bien, mijo. And organic half and half from Clover Organic Farms.
I'm totally turned on to the clover deal, the clover milk. Totally turned on to it. Haven't ever seen it before. Don't know if they carry it in my part of the woods, but... yeah, I'm a huge fan. And I think it's cute because it's called Clover Organic. So I picture, like, the cows eating clover and, like, blue skies and white fluffy clouds. It's a nice image.
Other than having very few clouds in Marin, you're absolutely right because they do not raise their cattle in pens. They let them roam around in the pastures. It's very nice. We've been up to the farm and seen how they do their business, and they're very ethical and very good. They don't do any RBST crap hormones.
Look at the guy on the container. I mean, he's like rolling around having a blast.
Well, that's a cartoon. That's not actually a real cow.
Oh, it's not?
I'm sorry. Do they have those in Louisiana, real cows? Or is it just all reptiles?
Oh, no. Then how would we do cow tipping, silly? No, I don't cow tip.
Hey, Tara, guess what?
What?
People get milk from cows.
People do get milk from cows. What else, Thompson?
Yeah, and even T-Rexes are in different colors. They're in yellow, or red, or green, or purple. Even they're in orange.
Wow! Hey, Thompson, do you have any special shout-outs? We're almost out of time.
And see, they're even blue too.
So special shout-outs to
Cohen and Lori, Uncle Dave, Brock and Caroline. Lacey and Love, and good shout out to Mama.
And good job out.